The Damon G Show brought to you in part by Anchor.fm, Free Play Arcade, as well as Big Gold Belt Media, as well as the Nerdicons podcast. And I just want to let people know that my views do not reflect those of the teams and the people that I work with. These are my views alone. So please, if you hear anything you disagree with, I implore you to engage with me and not the people I am sponsored by or associate with. Now that I got the good stuff out of the way, I just want to let everybody know that, hey, every Monday, the Nerdicons podcast gets released. Please go check that out at Nerdicons Pod. I forgot to mention them last week in one of my little mini episodes, and I am completely sorry. It was one of those moments where my brain just kind of farted, and I didn't realize I left them out until post-production. So that's number one. Number two, we are still trying to save Free Play Arcade from closing down its doors here in the DFW area. So if you like me, if you like me as a human and you like the people that I'm cool with and you like video games and old school gaming and you can't get to the DFW area, please do me a favor. Go to freeplayinc.com/save the arcade. You can get some cool retro merch, pick up some coasters, some stickers, some snazzy sweaters. I personally have the zip up hoodie as well as the t-shirts. They kind of fit me in a good way, and I've been told it brings out the studliness in my upper body. So that's an image for all of you right there. And always, as always, I would be nowhere if not for the Big Gold Belt podcast and Big Gold Belt Media. We are on hiatus until next week. We will be back next Thursday, I believe February 4th, and we will be in tow talking all things professional wrestling from more intellectual, thought-provoking process, as opposed to what you see nowadays from certain podcasters out there where all they want to do is scream and yell into a microphone. Now that I've done all the plugs, now that I've done all the shout-outs, I can really just get this off my chest. A lot of people got mad at me because of what I posted the other day about the sobbing naked man. And I'm not going to tell you in detail about that story. For those who haven't heard it, go back, check that episode out, talking about a sobbing naked, mentally disturbed individual who was on a Dallas train that I was on, and I was not aware, long story short, that he was sobbing and naked. But go check that out. That was from last week. That's a mini cast. It's about 12 minutes of your time. Chop, chop, let's go. So I've had people yelling at me on social media that I didn't do enough to help this person. If you want to yell at me some more, by the way, that's Damien G Show on all your social media platforms. That is Twitter, that is Instagram, and you can find me also at Coach Damien G on Facebook, because, hey, I coach people. That's what I do. But I've been catching some flack because people have said, as a coach and a counselor, I did not do my job. So let me ask you a question. When you're off the clock and you're not even paying attention and you're zoning out to music, meditating, doing whatnot, you are aware of everything going on around you? Are you aware of your responsibilities as a human to other humans in those moments? Or are you taking the time to relax and self-reflect? Or in my case, are you getting out of the way of a police officer because you don't know if they're coming to kick your ass? So I did the latter. I got the hell out of the way. So for everybody who's been whining at me and crying at me, saying, Damien, I thought you helped people, I thought you cared about people, you know what? Bonk you. Okay, that's number one. Number two, somebody popped up recently on my social media. And if you recall, for a lot of you, during the holiday season, I had a client or a former client reach out to me and had the gall and the chutzpah to basically say I should get a new profession because I chose not to work with them any longer because I could no longer help them in the realm that I thought I would be best suited to help them. Now, this person has cried wolf a lot over the last 10 years that I've known them, about 10 to 15 years that I've known them. They like to cry wolf. They like to play victim. They've loved, and I'm not breaking any trust here. They know they know me by now. They know if they piss me off, I'm going to let them know. I'm going to blow their spot up. And I'm not going to tell you what they were working on me for or with, But all I know, they've called Wolf and cried Wolf on a lot of things and played the victim on a lot of situations that they chose to put themselves in. So let me ask you this question, everybody listening, and potentially that person listening as well. At what point do I stop caring about your story when it's the same thing? It is the definition of insanity of you doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. At what point does someone walk away and say, I'm done? Especially, and this is going to sound real effed up, I don't care, especially if you got the friends and family discount back in the day. Especially if I didn't charge you for a lot of the time we worked together because I knew how bad the situation was. So I told this person during the holiday, this is out of the realm of scope. I gave them a list of people to contact in my provider network. And yet they still want to badmouth me on social media to other people. They still want to badmouth me to potential clients. So for everybody that's been kind of chiming in the last week and a half or so, I'm sorry that you don't feel I'm doing enough. I'm sorry that I'm juggling multiple jobs. I'm sorry that I'm juggling friendships and personal relationships and my business and my broadcasting business and trying to make the best of a crazy situation where people are calling me unhireable because I speak my mind and because I don't stand just to be told what to do without questioning things. Yeah, I don't care. Just wanted to put that out there. I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to pick my battles. I'm still going to stand up for what I believe in. I'm still going to stand up for me. Because I used to call myself the voice of the voiceless before CM Punk made that a popular phrase. But here at the Damon G Show, we don't do that. We voice what needs to be voiced. We bring up what needs to be brought up, and we converse about what needs to be conversed upon. I will gladly pontificate on certain topics because that is what I do. But don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me how to be a broadcaster if you've never once stepped in a booth before. Don't tell me how to counsel my clients if you've never even booked a session with me or have even gone to therapy or gotten coaching. And don't you even dare remotely tell me or anybody else in a crisis situation that we don't even know. It's a crisis situation because we are so afraid that a crisis situation doesn't feel like a crisis. It feels like a Tuesday. Or in my case, I believe it was a Friday. Everybody's saying, oh, if it was me, I would have done XYZ. I can't stand that person. No, you wouldn't have. Because if you were me, if you saw a cop running at you in a train and you didn't know why they were running at you, you just had a split second to react, you'd get out of the way too. Especially if you literally just got on the train. And if you worked with someone for so long that they refused to make changes, don't tell me you'd keep working with them. Because at that point, you're just taking their money. And I've never been about that. And one more thing. If you've never jumped behind this microphone, if you've never tried to write progress notes for a show, if you've never had to work with people who ran the show ragged in a production sense where they automatically just let the show go off the rails and you've had to work that out in the background, or you've interviewed a really attitudinal guest, if you haven't interviewed a really belligerent guest who was not cooperative when they said they would be, or they no-showed, or you thought you had 30 minutes and then they tell you only got 10 or even 5, you don't have the nerve to talk to me about broadcasting. I've done more in broadcasting than half the people who I see getting signed. And I do it because I love it. And I would never badmouth someone's work. If they're putting in the time, they're putting in the time. Now, I may not like your topics, as evidenced by earlier this week where I had to give back some sponsorship money because I refused to talk about certain topics. That's not me. That's not my MO. But that's neither here nor there. You're not in my shoes. You're not in my client's shoes. You're not behind this microphone with me. You're not doing content with me. Why do I care? You're not putting food in my mouth, money in my pocket, or filling my cup internally, building my heart. So I just wanted to take a couple of seconds to say that because it was kind of creeping on my tongue and it needed to come out. I love you all. As always, this is Damon G. You can find me at Damon G Show on all your social media platforms. And I'll be back tomorrow, which will probably be, what, maybe about 7-8 hours from now, 9 hours from now, with Coach Sarah for another edition of the Damon's Advocate. It's been a while. It's good to be back. Be on the lookout for that, as well as some wrestling reaction videos that both myself and Sarah are going to do this week, and a new project that is in development with my old broadcast partner, Dio. You 80s babies and 90s babies are going to like it. At least I think you will. I'll catch you next time.